MMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine and curator of South Africa's plate rating for restaurants. Today I've decided instead of staying in Cape Town, I'm going to take you on a trip. I've just come back from the gorgeous island of Madeira, and I'd love to tell you a little bit about it to whet your appetite for some Portuguese food. When I asked my husband, who is my favourite travel companion, what he most wanted to do whilst on the island of Madeira, his answer surprised me. I expected a wine tasting, a hike to the highest peak, or a day walk to the Levadas. But no, he wanted to go hurtling down a hill in a basket. The 2 kilometre basket ride, it's actually a toboggan, is a very traditional way of experiencing the island. You go hurtling down, 2 runners in white in straw boaters behind you who push and navigate the very busy streets as you go down up to 30 kilometres per hour. And the smell of burning rubber from the soles of their shoes is what accompanies you. It certainly creates an indelible memory. But the basket ride is not obligatory. There are many ways of getting around this gorgeous island. There's cable car, buses, taxi, there's a hop-on-hop-off bus, and you can also do a lot of walking. I made the mistake of hiring a beautiful little apartment at the top of the hill, and wherever we went, we had to walk down and up again. So it's also an island where there's plenty of exercise. And as we did call it at the end of the holiday, it was the holiday of 1,000 hills. But Madeira is magical in so many ways. It's subtropical, it's got beautiful flowers, there's a host of things to do. You can swim in the volcanic and natural pools, you can go to rocky beaches. But of course, I always want to think about the food. Funchal, the capital, is known as Little Lisbon because of its steep cobbled streets and carved basalt doorways. It's also known as Portugal's garden for its prolific exotic flowers. And there are many African imports like the agapanthus, which are everywhere, on street corners and in vases. There's a beautiful natural hub of the island, which is the harbour, where there are lots of little restaurants, but it is really in the old town that one wants to spend your time. It's also here that Funchal has its beautiful market. On Fridays and Saturdays, the farmers market is a hub of activity when locals come to sell their fresh produce. You are warned not to buy the unusual fruits that are on display because they're actually available much cheaper outside the market. But it's here, the entrance to the old town, where there are lots of bars and restaurants that all open onto a maze of cobbled streets. And what I did love is there's a restoration project on called Open Doors. All the old doors to retail outlets and restaurants have been transformed by artists into captivating art and entrances. The food of Madeira really does delight. Island specialities like limpets, good old Prego steak, which is usually served with Madeiran caco bread. There's lots of pork, there's lots of meat. The picado is cubed meat that is fried and seasoned with garlic and pepper and served with French fries. Wheat soup is another popular dish. The most typical and popular Madeiran dish is black scabbard fish with fried banana. It might not appeal to everybody, but you know you've got to try the Madeiran speciality when you're there. And it can also be served with a passion fruit sauce, making it quite sweet. You will probably try it once, but it's good to remember it. You cannot go wrong with sardines and many of the other seafoods on offer. And they're very simply served. A fish stew can be memorable or underwhelming, so be sure to try it in an authentic establishment. We tried Madeira's pride and joy, which is the restaurant called William. It's in the Belmont Reeds Palace, known as the Pink Palace, sister to the Belmont Mount Nelson in Cape Town. It hugs the hill, it's got majestic views, and it truly is in a world of its own. And the restaurant calls it simply a fish stew, but it'll be a variety of 3 different fish that are served magnificently on a plate with accompaniments that are artwork all on their own. There are many ways to walk off the wonderful cuisine, and I think the best is along the ancient aqueducts. We chose the King's Levada for our choice of a full day walk that threaded us along the ancient aqueducts that date back to the 1500s. It's quiet, shaded and tranquil, uneventful until you reach a waterfall in a little cave. At times the sheer drop is electrifying, but the verdant surrounds make the anxiety about vertigo worthwhile. Madeira's irrigation system utilizes the plentiful rainfall from the north to be directed to the sunnier south from the reservoirs, natural springs and lakes. And of course there's the wines. Madeira is a fortified wine produced on the island in many styles, ranging from dry to sweet wines, often enjoyed with dessert. It's made mostly from red grapes, sometimes white, but ending up in a characteristic amber color because of the heating and oxidation process. It's considered to be an after-dinner wine, but pairs well with many dishes due to its high acidity. And it's advisable to drink within 3 years, if you can wait that long. There are many ways to remember Madeira, and I will keep a little bit of Madeira in my heart, not only for the very flavoured food, but mainly for the wildly friendly and very enticing people who live on the island. They're so proud of what they have, and they love to tell you about it. Madeira is definitely a place worth visiting. For mouth-watering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.